Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. As you know, if you've been with us, we are walking the pages of the Bible with our Lord Jesus as he models for us in word and deed what our response should be to people who are transgender and/or who embrace today's transgender ideology. And of course, what we have said, drawing on the Gospels of Mark and Luke so far, applies to everyone caught up in the movement self-titled LGBTQQIA+, and all that entails. A transgender is only one element of that. And, yes, of course, what Jesus said and did applies to all sinners, myself and yourself included. It is just that our current focus is the trans community. Thus far, we have had two insights. The first was Jesus' message to sinners from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. He said, "Repent and believe in the gospel." The second was Jesus' message about sin and sinners in Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. We learned that, contrary to what is so often thought about Jesus and said about Jesus, he did not equate receiving sinners with affirmation of their sin. Jesus did receive sinners, but that was so he could forgive them their sin and transform their lives from sin. So we have learned a lot, much that is directly applicable to a biblical Christian response to people we know and love, as well as to people we do not personally know, who are caught up in serious sin related to the world's redefinition of gender and sex. May God have mercy on us. We live in an evil world, a culture dominated by evil and satanic ways of thinking and of acting. Let us cry out to the Lord and invite his mercy and compassion for all who are just doing what is right in their own eyes, ignoring their own conscience, and living in dark and wicked sin. I am praying, and I hope you will pray along with me, that God the Holy Spirit will use our time together to draw someone to Jesus Christ in repentance for sin, as well as this will bless you and help you and be useful to you in your own conversations with people so desperate for Christ, whether they acknowledge this or not. We need God's intervention in our culture. We need him to renew the church and revive the world. We need him to shed the light of salvation into people's dark hearts. Oh, let us plead with God for this. And a friendly reminder that you can hear everything that has been said as often as you'd like simply by visiting the God Is Ministry website. Every radio broadcast doubles as an internet podcast. Just visit godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. At the center of the homepage, you will see the podcasts. Click play there on your web browser and/or download them to your mobile device and listen on the go. I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. Just click the link for subscribe in the bottom left-hand corner of the website. We are on Apple iTunes, Pocket Casts, and Google Play. And if you would, tell others about our website. Anyone who you think can benefit from this teaching, tell them about God Is. Also, at godisministry.org, we have podcasts grouped by series. The series titles are obvious. If you are interested in a particular topic or text of scripture, listen easily to the whole series. Our current series is God and Our Culture. And lastly, let me remind you that every day we provide a transcript. When you get to the podcast you want to listen to, simply click Read Along and up comes the transcript. Everything I say will suddenly appear before your very eyes, That's how the internet works. Visual learners in particular will benefit from clicking Read Along and following along on my manuscript. The point is, never miss a day. Follow along closely at godisministry.org. And now onwards into my third insight. We have been talking about how Jesus gets misinterpreted, reinterpreted, how the Jesus of the Bible, who is the only Jesus, how he gets co-opted by various groups with an agenda. The way people talk about Jesus at times, he seems unrecognizable to anyone reading Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the prophecies of our Lord in the Old Testament, and commentary on his life and teachings in the New Testament epistles. Somehow, Jesus gets diverted into roles that he does not fit, if we take the Bible seriously, which here we do. There is a fake Jesus roaming around people's imaginations these days. And there is a false image of Jesus among the trans community for certain. You will hear about this false Jesus when you talk to them. And today, I just want to highlight one of the facts about Jesus Christ that is missed by so many. And it is this: Jesus is judge. Simply stated, Jesus is judge. I fully acknowledge we also live in a culture that is unaccepting of judgment. Because God has been relegated to irrelevant, because we reside in a godless society, to mention that Jesus will be the judge of all people who have ever and will ever live, this seems like an odd, if not immaterial, thing to say. But this must be said. And so let me direct you to the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to John. I will read from John 5, verse 22. We will hear from Jesus. Here is what Christ said in John 5, verse 22. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. At what the book of the Revelation describes as the great white throne judgment, Jesus will be the judge over all persons whom have rejected Jesus as their Lord and their Savior from sin. You will face Jesus in judgment. All persons will. You either face him as your Savior or face him as your judge. And for those who appear at the great white throne, their eternity is already decided to be one of everlasting hell. Jesus will determine the unbeliever's punishment based on what was done in this life. Revelation 20, verse 12 says, "The dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds." Revelation 20, verse 12. Earlier in the Bible, we learned that God is judge of all the earth. For just one example, listen to 1 Samuel 2, verse 10. "Those who contend with the Lord will be shattered. Against them he will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth." 1 Samuel 2:10. And then Jesus instructs us that God the Father has given all judgment to God the Son, so that specifically, within the triune God of Father, Son, and Spirit, who is it you face on the day of your judgment? He is Jesus Christ, God the Son. The Son's judgment is the Father's judgment. A lot of people, like the majority of people, and even some within the church, do not understand that Jesus is coming to this earth again, and when he comes this second time, he comes in judgment. You know John 3:16, but do you know John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18? Again, Christ speaks. Listen first to John 3, verse 17. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Well, that describes Jesus' mission in his first coming through the time of his second coming. So that still, today, Jesus offers you salvation from sin. He offers you redemption. This offer stands for everyone in the LGBTQQIA+ movement and all other sinners. But now listen to the very next verse. This is John 3, verse 18. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is to say that if you do not believe in Jesus as your Savior, if you have not believed in the name of the only Son of God, then Jesus is your judge. He is coming to judge. The next time this world receives the Lord Jesus, he will come in just judgment. And for those who die without embracing Christ as Lord and Savior for themselves, you will appear at the great white throne and there meet Jesus. And he will say to you in the chilling words of Matthew 7, verse 23, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew 7, 23. Jesus is judge. Beware all who make him anyone other than judge. Friends, repent of sin, believe in the gospel, and be saved from your sin. And please join us next time, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.